Welcome back to the Andrew Hines Real Estate Investing Podcast. This is episode 270B. So for now, just look for the B's after the episode number. That'll be these midweek episodes, which are just me. For those of you new to the format, this is just an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what I'm working on, what I'm thinking about, and kind of just bring you into my world a little bit more, because I don't get a lot of time to talk about this stuff during the podcast interviews that happen. Well, they're released on the weekend episodes. So today I'm going to be getting into a couple of different things, what's going on in the business down south, what's going on up here. So we've got the camp opening up May 10th, and we've already got glampers booked, people coming in at the start of May. And that's one of the interesting things, because we've got the glamping business, people camp a little earlier. May is typically kind of cold to camp, but I'm certainly enjoying the nicer weather, and I think that's kind of helping move things along. So we're really excited about this season, what's coming up. In Florida, we're still humming along. We've got three cold callers working for us now. We've got two acquisitions managers right now. We're looking to scale that up. We're actually bringing on, we find it works best to bring on realtors to our team because acquisitions managers, these are people who are actually closing our leads. So their leads come in from our cold call center, and then we need somebody to call them back, find out what they want for the house, make them an offer, and see that transaction through to closing. And for that, we give them 10% of the profit. And we find that realtors just get it. The process really works. So if that's something you're interested in for the future, please definitely reach out to me if you think that you'd be a fit, if you have that kind of experience. You don't necessarily have to be a realtor, but that is preferred. But sales experience and a great, very deep understanding of real estate and real estate valuation is key. So keep that in mind. If that might be you, we'd love to hear from you. So other stuff I wanted to get into today is handling adversity. Things don't always go as you plan. I think if you've been in the real estate game for some time, you know that. People over the last couple of years have seen a lot of it. And sometimes these businesses just kick you when you're down. Things can be great. I mean, I'm sure lots of people enjoyed the time when values were going up like crazy and then had to deal with the expensive debt that they took out, thinking they could perfect BRRRR properties because the market was saving them, even though they weren't really doing great quality renos. So what's the saying? When the tide goes out, you see who's swimming without shorts. And if you've been deeply rooted in this community, you probably know a few different names of people who have made some headlines of sorts because of their inability to pay back their lenders and all that stuff. So a lot of not pretty stuff going on. But the reason I bring that up is there's the people who are still facing those challenges, but are handling the adversity. And you might have heard me mention a few weeks back that we had a deal tied up. It was ready to set to close actually today as I record this. And there were some issues. I'm not going to get into the full scope of what happened because we still haven't figured out exactly how we're going to respond, but the deal isn't closing. And that's happened to me so many times, both as a buyer and a seller. I've had deals fall apart. So this is why I've learned to never count my chickens before they hatch. I always plan methodically. And that to me is adversity, but I've already sort of come to terms with it because I just don't care. There's literally nothing that's going to stop me from pushing forward in the business. We're bringing in, you know, probably 30 to 60 leads a week right now. It depends. It could be more, could be a little bit less. And there's a deal, easily a deal. And every week there's a deal to be had if we do our job. So right now what I'm working on is we turned the hose on, you know, the lead hose, and we had them pouring in, but we didn't have quality conversion. So we've been working really hard with our team to just help them focus on the right things, and the right things are making offers. So this leads me into my next point, and that is any business you're in will reward what you focus on, will produce what you focus on. So if your business, if all you're doing is focusing on leads in the door, but you're not focusing on offers made, for instance, in my business, then no sales will happen. It will not purchase any properties, because the only way you can purchase a property is if you're making an offer. So one of the key performance indicators, the KPIs in our business, which I'm really working on with our team, is we focus on offers made. So at the end of the day, I'm asking, post in the chat, how many offers did you make today? I want to see 5 offers each. You know, if we're making 5 offers each for every single one on our team, we're going to be getting deals very quickly. In fact, we should be able to make even more than that. Like, imagine if you could make 10 offers a day. if in the off-market business, say at worst case, it's 1 in 100. You have to make 100 offers to get a deal. If you can make 10 offers a day, that's a deal every 10 days. How much money do you make from a deal? $5,000, $10,000, $20,000? Depends on types of property being offered on. But this is where I circle right back to me focusing on KPIs with the team and even with myself. Like if I'm regimenting myself, oh, make X number of calls today, calls don't matter if they're not paired with offers. Of course, you can't make an offer without a call. But again, just circling back, the takeaway I want you to have from this is think about your business. Think about what it is that you do and what is success in your business and boil it right down. What can you control? Because I can't control how many people say yes. I can't control how many deals I get because that involves somebody else making a decision. But I can control what I do and I can make offers. I can deliver training to my team. I can focus on how to improve their ability to close deals. And obviously the easiest one is make offers. Like that's so simple to explain. That's so simple to reward. And that's one of the things that we're focusing on. So I just wanted to share that with you. Think about your business. What is it that is most valuable to your business that brings dollars in the door? And how can you reward that? How can you focus on that? How can you create something that celebrates that as a centerpiece of your business and what you do so that everybody's focused on it, so that that's what they're trying to deliver, whether it's you or whether it's you and your team. If you have an assistant, you know, what kind of key performance indicators can you set up for that person so that they can deliver and do their job better and help your business earn more revenue? So just wanted to share that. And I had notes here. Yeah. What are you valuing? That's the key. What does your business value? All right. So as far as other things going on for me, we've got our book in the final stages of the proofing section, the proofing procedure. So we got the initial, there were some issues with the cover. There's some issues with the formatting and font and all that stuff. So we've just worked all that stuff out. We're getting the final proof copies. If they're good, then we're good to go. We just need to set the release date for our book. So that should be sometime in May, although we might push it back to June. It's funny how all this stuff just took a lot longer than we thought. We thought we would be like releasing this book in February, and John and was a little disappointed that I was away in Florida. Oh, well, we wanted to release. Oh, I guess we'll wait till you're back. Well, we're still not done, but you know, first time author for me. So I just obviously didn't know what I didn't know. And that's very common when you try something new. Okay, so other stuff. I actually didn't post an episode last week for a midweek. And the reason I didn't do that is I realized after recording it that it was basically far too tangent for real estate. I went down a bit of a rabbit hole with the whole idea of logical fallacies and gaslighting and a lot of the stuff that we see. And I do think it's an important conversation to have. I'm just not sure if this is the appropriate platform. I'm still feeling the show out. And given that I don't have that sort of live interaction with a live stream format just yet, I kind of wanted to save that and just put a pin in it for now. But I'll certainly point out the stuff that happens as I see it. But I don't ever want to get negative about that stuff. I want to keep it super optimistic. What can we do? Because at the end of the day, I never want to give that power away. I'm always in control of my circumstance. No matter what variables and conditions exist, I'm in control. And we all need to keep that mindset as entrepreneurs, as real estate investors. We have to have the I'm in control. I create my future and no one else dictates that but me. And there's plenty of examples of that, guys. So, you know, just because Ontario's hard doesn't mean we can't look elsewhere. Just because our specific city's hard doesn't mean we can't look elsewhere. But also just because other people are having a hard time here in Ontario doesn't mean you have to. You can do things, you can learn, you can improve and find a way to do when others fail. And that's a big takeaway I want for today, is that although we're all sort of created equal at the beginning, what we do now is entirely up to our determination and unwillingness to quit. I've been listening to a bit of Chris Rude lately. Just sort of stumbled upon him. Somebody had actually connected with me with him, and I had texted with him before I'd ever heard any of his content. But I was just listening to one of his interviews and listening to him talk about his hardships, what he went through, how he went, you know, he was a meth addict, and he just decided that he was never going to take no. He wasn't the smartest guy in the room, but he was never going to quit. He was going to be pretty much crazy about his business. He was going to put that inhuman effort forward and it might hurt. And he says that, you know, hey, doing this job might kick you in the teeth, but it might hurt. But if you're willing to power through that, that's where you win. So it's not all about intelligence. It's about perseverance more than anything. And of course, how you respond to that adversity that I talked about earlier. So just some thoughts I wanted to share for today. Short and sweet one for this episode. I hope you enjoy these little short midweek episodes. If you have stuff that you want me to talk about, I've had a few people sending suggestions via email. Highly encourage that. What do you want to hear about? What would you like to hear me go deep on? Send me an email at andrew@andrew-hines.com. Or if you're on YouTube, you can certainly leave a comment below. Or you can reach me on Instagram at @TheAndrewHines. Okay. Thanks, guys. I will see you again next week.